WMAL.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Indiana primary, minimum wage. I'm Elliot Francis. A final round of campaigning last night in Indiana in preparation for today's hotly contested primary in that state. More from correspondent Kim Hutchinson.
Indiana doesn't usually play a decisive role in presidential elections, but during this unusual campaign season, candidates are fighting for every vote. Ted Cruz appeared with Indiana's governor, who offered his endorsement.
My choice in the Indiana primary is Ted Cruz.
But Cruz is polling a distant second. Donald Trump has a double-digit lead. Still, he's leaning hard on Cruz.
I think he's crazy. I think he's crazy.
Trump is keeping Hillary Clinton in his sights as well.
I would say that she started screaming at the teleprompter, but I'm not allowed to say that.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Supporters of a $15 minimum wage in Seattle are applauding a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court not to hear a challenge to that pay hike. That Seattle law is the first to reach the high court. I'm Elliot Francis. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to shell out $55 million to a woman who says she got cancer after using one of the company's products. Correspondent Gary Cohen reports.
This is the second straight legal battle the pharmaceutical giant has lost over its talcum powder. Johnson & Johnson lost a $72 million case less than 6 months ago in the same St. Louis courthouse. A woman was awarded $5 million in compensation and an additional $50 million in punitive damages. The 62-year-old South Dakota native was diagnosed with cancer in 2011. I'm Gary Cohen.
The union that represents Detroit teachers says those teachers don't have to show up for class today. This would be the second straight day teachers stayed away from school. You recall yesterday's sick out closed all but three schools in Detroit. The Detroit Public School System claims it doesn't have the money to pay the teachers after June 30th. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. For a second day, some commuters will have to find a different way into work today thanks to the weekend CSX freight train derailment in Northeast D.C. The MARC Commuter Rail Service says the Brunswick line today will again operate with reduced service. Trains into Washington will go no further than Silver Spring. Then this afternoon, Brunswick line trains will leave from Silver Spring instead of D.C. CSX says 15 of the 16 cars that derailed have now been put back on the tracks to be moved. The final car will be taken away by trailer. The National Transportation Safety Board today is expected to release its probable causes and recommendations following the January 2015 smoke incident near the L'Enfant Plaza Metro Station.
The train is not on fire. There's just heavy smoke.
It wasn't just one malfunction, not just one miscommunication. All of them put together ended up killing one person and injuring 90 others. Attorney Kim Brooks Rodney is leading a class action lawsuit against WMATA. She said a few days after the incident,
those people should not have been trapped like rats in a subway car filling with smoke.
According to preliminary NTSB reports, the train only got started getting evacuated 35 minutes after it first stopped thanks to warnings that weren't heeded, miscommunications among first responders, and dead zones where radios stopped working. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Heavy rains last night led to some flooding and resulted in a few water rescues. Montgomery and Fairfax County first responders helped a number of people out of their stalled cars in rising water. And at one point last night, nearly 9,000 people across the Washington area lost electricity due to the storm. And Maryland is now very close to meeting federal air pollution limits, say state environmental officials. But they also say there could be more Code Orange air quality days this summer. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,891, the NASDAQ at 48,18. Sports, the Caps fall to the Penguins and are now down 2-1 in their playoff series, Game 4 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Nats beat the Royals, the O's were idle. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. And for today only, you can double the berries for only $5 more. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the code 5050. And you have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. Plus, today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. That's right, twice the berries for just $5 more. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Definitely high standing water will be an issue this morning, and in several areas already have some closures in place. In the district, southbound on 295 as you pass Eastern Avenue before you get to Benning Road, two right lanes underwater. So we only have one lane getting by. Already think about some options for you. For now, we're seeing delays just as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway, but you might want to stick with 50 New York Avenue or even around the Beltway towards your destination. But again, 295 south of Eastern Avenue with only one lane getting by. The high standing water, Beach Drive. They've closed that right now between 410 and Military Road. We're taking a look at the Beach Drive area near Knowles, and they might be closing that down as well. So we'll keep you posted. 270 lanes are open between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. And for the Beltway right now, no problems reported. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound near 450, reports of a crash just coming in. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at the early showers for our Tuesday. They will be tapering off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We'll get up to 67. Evening showers and thunder possible tonight. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow cloudy, occasional showers, thunder possible, 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Stafford, 61 in Hyattsville, 62 in Washington. Johnson & Johnson loses a second lawsuit claiming its baby powder causes cancer. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning to you, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Did you survive those thunderstorms last night and all of that rain and hail and high winds and trees? What a mess that was. Well, anyway, hope that you're safe and sound this morning and dry. And as you get around today and start heading in, we've got all kinds of stuff for you. At 7:05 this morning, we'll have Montgomery County Councilmember Craig Rice, who talks about an idea of feeding kids who aren't getting fed on the weekends. At 7:35, Robert McCartney will talk about Metro and the latest report out on it. 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board. She's all about an idea that we should start school a little earlier over in Fairfax County, and see what she thinks about that. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And yesterday, Hillary Clinton was in the western version of Virginia trying to secure votes in that state for their upcoming primary. And she had an exchange with a coal worker, a coal miner, who took issue with her saying that we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of work. Of course, she tap danced around that, and we'll get to that a little bit later this morning. But she made one specific comment, and actually, she had a couple of stops yesterday. This was during a Kentucky stop, but it was the same conversation. And she talked about manufacturing jobs, and she said that we need a manufacturing renaissance here in America, and we need to bring manufacturing jobs back to America. And get this, Brian. I'm quoting her now. She said, I've told my husband, I love it when she calls Bill my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I've told my husband he's got to come out of retirement and be in charge of this. Because, you know, he's got more ideas a minute than anybody I know. Here, let's hear Hillary say it.
I've told my husband he's got to come out of retirement and be in charge of this because, you know, he's got more ideas a minute than anybody I know.
And she went on to say, we got to put people back to work and make it happen. So we're going to give it all we've got, absolute full and 100% effort, because I worry we won't recognize our country if we don't do this. Now, never mind the fact that many people point to the Bill Clinton engineering of our economy to more of an information and service-based economy and away from a manufacturing-based economy as the beginning of the end of manufacturing jobs in America. Forget about the fact that Bill Clinton, when he pushed NAFTA on the American American people. Remember when he trotted Al Gore out there to debate Ross Perot on Larry King, and Al Gore promised, oh, this is going to rejuvenate manufacturing jobs in America because of all the free trade and opening up that great economy for our manufacturing businesses to build here, build there, and transport things across the border. Well, forget that the Bill Clinton engineered and Republican-backed NAFTA trade agreement did not help manufacturing jobs in America. Set all of that aside, and the fact that Hillary Clinton really has no new ideas for building manufacturing jobs here in America, set that aside for a minute. This is going to be Bill Clinton's job in the White House. This will be his job as first dude, if she becomes the president, to bring manufacturing jobs to America. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I look at Bill Clinton's long history in the American political scene. I see all of his talents, all of the things that he brings to the table, and all the things that he excelled at in his past. And I'm thinking, there's got to be a better job for the first male first lady we've ever had. I think that the very, very creative and intelligent and plugged-in listenership of WMAL's Mornings on the Mall might have some other suggestions. So that's our question to start our Tuesday morning. Can you think of a good job for Bill Clinton in the White House?
This could be fun.
And I please admonish you to keep it clean. Keep it clean, because when you hear Jobs and Bill Clinton in the White House, lots of things conjure.
Yeah, be careful.
Please be careful with this one. Keep it clean. 888-630-9625. What do you think Bill's job should be in the White House when he's our first male first lady? 888-630-WMAL. By the way, everyone says, oh, we should call him the first dude or the first husband or the first man. No, he should be the first male first lady. The job is the first lady, after all. And he just happens to be a man who's doing that job. And I think the job remains the same. He's just... So I think that he needs to do the traditional job of a first lady. I think he needs to pick out the China patterns. I think he needs to host teas with the first ladies of other nations. I think that he, if he really wants to bring, you know, a pet project, maybe he can head up the vast Washington, D.C. intern program. You know, it's not just White House interns that we have here in the D.C. We've got Capitol Hill interns. We've got interns with lobbying firms. And what? No, I mean, again, I'm trying to draw from his expertise. Mm-hmm. Well, he could be. I mean, he could work with a lot of the up-and-coming software development and app development companies and try to build their businesses. I'm thinking Tinder could absolutely have monthly or even weekly sessions at the White House to build their business base. Bill Clinton could lead that effort. I bet he's got Tinder on his phone. I bet he uses Tinder quite a bit, just, you know, for experimental purposes. I think there's a lot of different things that Bill Clinton can do in the White House, and putting him in charge of bringing manufacturing jobs back to America has Fox and Hen House written all over it. What do you think, 888-630-WMAL?
Well, look, you know, here, I want to just point out that giving a spouse of a president a significant job has not always gone well. I remember a first lady who was given the job of rebuilding health care, and that turned out to be something of a disaster. So, you know, I just would say to the Clintons, do you not remember the first time you were at the White House and how that went? So think about that a little bit. Maybe you want to reconsider that possibility. I think Bill Clinton has a lot of skills. One of the things that I always liked about old Bubba was he loves to eat. That man loves to eat. Now, I don't know if he eats the same way he used to eat, but it was a man who appreciated a good meal from time to time. And I think that as first husband, he should go about undoing everything that Michelle Obama did when she was first lady about school lunches and this stupid idea about what you can and cannot eat or what you should or should not eat, and just undo all that. And I think he would be uniquely qualified to do that, and I think it is sorely needed in America today. So there's a couple of ideas that I have, but I don't like the idea. I'm not electing, well, I'm not going to vote for her anyway, but I would not be electing Hillary Clinton because I want Bill Clinton to take on some project. I'm done with Bill Clinton. I've had all of Bill Clinton I want. To me, he is not an asset. He is a detriment to that ticket. And I don't really want him to take on a job at the White House.
Well, may I suggest that Hillary Clinton's going to get a lot of votes from people solely because she's married to Bill Clinton. Yeah. And they'd love to have Bill Clinton back on the scene. But what about you? What's a good job for Bill Clinton in the White House? How about Bob in Fredericksburg? You're first up on WMAL. Bill needs a job, and you've got a suggestion, Bob.
Good morning, guys. It's been a while.
Hey.
Since he's so good at chasing things, maybe they ought to keep him out in the yard chasing the rabbits and the squirrels away from Michelle's vegetable garden, and he can eat his vegetables too, man.
Well, that's a good way to keep the weight off, too, because he was having some issues there. Brian says he likes to eat, but he eats a different diet now. All right. Well, we're already off to a good start here. And and I think it would be a good Michelle Obama plants the garden. Bill Clinton chases vermin and rodents away from the garden.
Yes, he could be the varmint chaser.
Yeah, he is vegan after all. Gone vegan.
Really, has he?
Oh, that's what he says. Why, are you kidding? Look at him. He looks like Clinton.
Looks like he could use a good steak, that's for sure.
All right, more of your calls in a moment. 888-630-9625. We're looking for a job for Bill Clinton. Hillary thinks she found one, but I think you've got a better one. 888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, right now it's 515 on WMAL. Time to get a look at what's happening with your traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is standing by in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Now, we got some weather to talk about, but the weather's still impacting the traffic out there as well.
Absolutely. I heard you talk about those intense storms last night, and they were, and as a result, high standing water in areas, flooding, ponding, so you really need to be careful. And you know not to drive through standing water, and they use the term turn around, don't drown. Right now, we have two lanes blocked on DC 295 southbound between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Underwater, two right lanes. It leaves us with only one left lane to get by, so delays quickly are forming as we head through town as crews try to figure out how to take care of this. We're taking a trip around the Beltway, and that's okay without any problems, but there are areas around the Beltway when you take exit ramps, such as off the inner loop to Colesville Road, that always gets the ponding and the high standing water. So any areas that you know that are prone to getting that ponding, extra caution through those stretches, please. Beach Drive, they closed that from the Montgomery County line to Military Road because of the high standing water. 270, leaving Frederick, we're in good shape, just a little bit of volume forming for the Monocacy. Hey, Virginia, let's get you 66, 95, and 395, those main roads looking good. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
I'm not kidding. In some parts of Montgomery County last night, 3 inches of rain in very short order. I mean, it really came down. Hailstorms, some hail the size of golf balls. So it was pretty ugly last night. Showers taper off through the afternoon. Thunder possible today, a high of 67 tonight. Evening showers and thunder, 55. Tomorrow, occasional showers, 66. Thursday, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 62. Friday, showers possible, a high of 64. It's a great week if you're a duck. Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Here's Hillary Clinton yesterday, Mike McKay, talking about Bill Clinton and what his role in the White House might be.
I've told my husband he's got to come out of retirement and be in charge of this because, you know, he's got more ideas a minute than anybody I know.
Yeah, he's going to be in charge of bringing manufacturing jobs into America, which, you know, considering a lot of the manufacturing jobs left under the Clinton administration, that's kind of an odd job for him. But we think you could find some odd jobs as well. Maria in Manassas, she's thinking outside the box. Maria?
Hey, Maria.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, so Larry, I just want to add on to your idea about the internship program. Now that we have Cuba open, we can have Bill in charge of quality control for all the cigars that come into the White House.
See, this is brilliant. Maria's not only thinking outside the box, she's thinking outside the cigar box. This is fantastic.
Well, he calls himself Monica Lewinsky in that cigar, so I thought he was really good at it.
Oh, see, I didn't even make that connection.
Maria,
thank you for your suggestion. And Maria's mind is in the gutter here at 5:18 in the morning. But it's true. You know, we are going to have a whole lot of Cuban cigars coming across the border, and who's going to be in charge of that inventory control?
Quality control,
the management. It's a whole new division of the federal government. Tim in Colonial Beach, you're on WMAO. What do you think, Tim?
Good morning. Yeah, well, when you guys were talking about this, all I could think of is
against Hillary has decided that Bill's going to help her, and to coin a phrase, make America great again. How about that?
Well, you know, in a way, you're right. She is trying to get the same kind of votes that Donald Trump is getting right now by saying, yes, we've lost manufacturing jobs in America. Donald Trump actually, I mean, whether you agree with his plan or not, he actually has put forward a plan and was one of the first candidates to really focus on that. You're right. Hillary's playing catch up on it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here laughing when you guys are talking about it.
All right, Tim. Well, we're glad we could bring a laugh to you this early in the morning. Thanks for that. I should say Bernie Sanders also has a plan to bring manufacturing jobs to America, and that's to turn us into a workers' paradise like the Soviet Union. Hey, Brian, it's Keith in Winchester.
Keith in Winchester.
On WMAL.
I bet he starts off by saying, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, with the biggest problem of the current administration is the acrimony with the Republicans. So I think Bill needs to be tasked with bringing friendship back to the leadership of the Republican Party. And besides, as a side effect, Mitt Romney has all those binders full of women.
Oh, so wait. Paint the picture for me. How is Bill Clinton going to heal relationships between the Democrats and the Republicans, and how do the binders come into effect?
He'll do whatever he can just to get those binders full in.
Oh, I see how it is. All right, Keith, thank you very much. I can say, is it wrong that every time somebody thinks of a job for Bill Clinton, it always falls back to some sort of womanizing aspect?
Yeah,
I wonder why that is.
I wonder why that is, yeah.
4 years of this, are we ready? Dave in La Plata, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Dave?
I think he could be in charge of the laundry since Stain's got him in trouble before. Maybe he knows a good remedy to get him out of the material now.
See, now this is a great first lady job to make sure that they've got good remedies just in case there are stains on any of the blue linens or the blue carpets or the blue dresses that are in the White House, any of those things.
He knows a lot about that stuff.
Do you think that Hillary's going to put her private email, so when she's president, she'll have a private email server?
Oh, now
server,
he could monitor all the private email servers.
That and they could put it, you know, just so they can have access to it off the Oval Office, they could put it in that little closet.
That little closet, that's right.
That little ante room, the side closet. Russ and Charles, you're on WMAL. I love that everyone this early in the morning is just, I got an idea for Bill Clinton's job. What do you think, Russ?
I think that computer security in this country is very important to our future, and I think Bill Clinton would be the perfect person to help Ashley Madison redo all their computer security.
See, here I thought he was going down a certain avenue and then he throws Ashley Madison in there.
There was a bank shot. We didn't
and we're right thing. Back where we were. Russ, thank you for that. Hi, I'm First Lady Bill Clinton, and I'm here to tell you how to make your own homebrew email system. and as an added benefit, I'm going to show you how to have a couple of alias emails, so just in case your wife is trying to check your emails behind your back, you can remain anonymous.
Yeah, man. It's 522 on WMA.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, why don't you pick up the phone and call Ackerman, switch your service for free, and start saving today? See, it doesn't cost you anything to switch over. That's free. And if you switch in the month of May, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. And there's a lot of good reasons to recommend Ackerman Security Systems to protect your home and precious family. You'll get reliability, expertise, 40 years experience. Security is what they do. They do it better than anyone else. The only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time. And you'll get burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. If technology is your thing, man, they have got bells and whistles. You'll be able to see what's going on in your home when you're away simply by looking at your smartphone. Turn your system on, turn your system off, all of the cool things that you want for just a few dollars more. So start your savings today. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News brought to top this morning at Metro.
Julie Wright with traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlowe Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
It was 5:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
EC 295, big troubles this morning for our early start. We have some flooding and only one lane gets by. DC 295 southbound between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. It's the left lane, so everyone filtered along the left side. Delays already coming off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway back near 202. So planning ahead here, sitting in the backups extra time, maybe thinking about taking New York Avenue in so you don't have to sit through those delays. Rhode Island Avenue is an option, or the Beltway toward your destination. Just something, again, to think about with the closure. On 270 south out of Frederick, down through Urbana and Clarksburg, seeing a lot of the stop and go, and a lot of areas where it's prone to ponding and flooding. We'll see that again this morning. So if you know those areas, be very careful. Beach Drive, that's closed between the Montgomery County line and Military Road because of the high standing water. Virginia, Route 7 near Belmont Ridge Road, coming inbound, they have the left lane underwater. And in Haymarket, a crash closes Route 15 at Sudley Road. That's 15 between 66 and Gilbert's Corner. Shut down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The early showers we see will taper off through the afternoon. May hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, evening showers, thunder possible, low around 55. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. It is now 5:26.
Rain is on the rain, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, if you were out and around yesterday afternoon, you know, in the early evening hours, it came, as what we say back in Texas, a frog floater. Mm. I'm telling you, it came down a rain. In some parts of lower Montgomery County, as much as 3 inches fell of rain in a very, very short time. There was flooding, and Montgomery County Fire Department got called out to rescue people. I mean, it was, look, I was out and around running errands late afternoon, early evening. It was like 82 degrees and the sun was shining and the top was back and it was beautiful, and then boom, here it comes, and it really came. Hail the size of some areas, like in Rockville or in Woodbridge, the size of tennis balls. Hail in the DC area, extremely rare. But that's really rare to have hail like that in this particular area. So a lot of cleanup today, and a lot of people who are picking up branches and trees and that kind of stuff. We'll continue to bring you information about the flooding that is causing some traffic problems as the morning progresses.
Nasty stuff. No, I was going to say very nasty stuff. Very nasty stuff. One quick thing. Golf balls, soft balls, tennis ball seems to be the size. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a basketball size hail?
No.
Because that would be a bad thing.
But I have heard of hail the size of canned hams. So.
I have heard about those, too.
It's 5:28.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
Widespread condemnation of this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner, where the comedian who was entertaining allegedly used the N-word in the direction of the president. There was only one person who did not seem to be offended by it. It was the president. We'll share that with you in just a moment. 5:30 time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is looking to effectively end the Ted Cruz and John Kasich campaigns today with a win in the Indiana primary.
Trump said he's ready to turn to Hillary Clinton in the general election campaign.
If we win, it's over. And then I can focus. Then I don't have to worry about lying Ted Cruz, and I don't care if he endorses me or does. I couldn't care less. But I don't have to worry about lying Ted Cruz. We don't have to worry about Kasich, who's 1-44.
A top Trump campaign official tells me they believe a big win in Indiana will force Cruz to start rethinking his future in this race, predicting the money will start drying up for the Texas senator.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is hoping for some kind of win today that'll keep his campaign alive.
Bernie Sanders campaigning until the very last minute before this Indiana primary. He is looking for another win. Hillary Clinton has won 5 out of the last 6 contests. Bernie Sanders looking to turn around the momentum. One thing he cannot turn around is the math. Hillary Clinton has a commanding lead in pledged delegates, even more so in superdelegates.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Some commuters will have to find a different way into work for a second straight day as the cleanup continues after the Sunday morning CSX derailment in Northeast Washington. The MART commuter line says service will be disrupted again today on the Brunswick line. Trains will go no further than Silver Spring. And federal investigators are set today to determine the cause of the electrical fire that filled the Metro Tunnel with smoke in January 2015, killing one passenger and injuring dozens of others. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,891, the NASDAQ at 48,18. Sports, the Caps are now down 2-1 after a loss last night in Pittsburgh, game 4 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Nationals beat the Royals, the Orioles had the night off, they open a series at home against the Yankees tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning rush hour underway and busy trying to get through town. We have high standing water. Big problem. DC 295 with only one lane open. Southbound 295 between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Only the left lane gets by. Again, this high standing water that crews are dealing with. And already seeing delays off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. So planning for extra time for sure. Or alternate. It's definitely a good idea. If you're thinking about taking New York Avenue, you still need to sit through the delays if you're coming off of 50 or the B-dub, so that will still cost you time. Rhode Island Avenue is an option, or taking the Beltway toward your destination. Let's get you around the Beltway now. Maryland and Virginia, incident-free, 95, just some of that volume starting in Stafford and again into Woodbridge, 270 out of Frederick down toward Urbana and 109, seeing that stop and go. And of course, with the high standing water, always be cautious, never go through the standing water, and we'll see some debris, too. I'm getting reports of debris scattered around the area of tree branches and such. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, we've got the possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Warrenton, 59 in Bowie, 62 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Check it out. It's 537 on WMAL.
Indeed it is.
This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We got a loaded morning for you. 705, we're going to check in with a board member from Montgomery County to talk about why children need extra food over the weekend because their parents aren't providing them food. I can't wait for that conversation. 735, Rob McCartney, Washington Post, on a big report on Metro yesterday. 805 brings us Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board, about their efforts to extend your school year, Fairfax County. And then at 835, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
Words alone do me no justice. So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it, my did it.
Thank you very much. Good night.
That was the White House Correspondents' Dinner and an alleged comedian by the name of Larry Wilmore, who at the very end of his comments used the N-word in the direction of the President of the United States. Said, you know, yo, N-word, you did it. That's what he said. And a lot of people were deeply, deeply offended by this. And so in that process, yesterday at the White House briefing room, April Ryan,
an African-American reporter who wanted to talk to Josh Earnest about this and how the president felt about it, started by asking this question.
What did he think about the final words that were delivered to him and of him, the president of the United States, a word that is one of the worst words many people say, you could say to anyone, that's going down in history? What did he think about that? What's his reaction?
Now, that's a pretty good question. And here's how Josh Earnest, stumbled through the answer.
Mr. Wilmore had a difficult job that he was facing on Saturday. And the president's expectation as Mr. Wilmore took on that responsibility, is that comedians are going to go right up to the line.
We crossed the line. Many African Americans in that room,
yeah,
to include civil rights leaders, black comedians, were very appalled. Even members of the Republican Party, black Republicans, were upset. Black Democrats were upset. People felt that not just throwing it at him, they threw it at them, and also it diminished the office of the presidency and it diminished him. Did he cross the line?
April, what I would say is that it's not the first time that people on the Monday after the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that some people have observed that the comedian on Saturday night crossed the line. That happened in 2006 after Stephen Colbert delivered his speech. There were many people who felt like he had overstepped his bounds in delivering his remarks. But to a lesser extent, many people made the same observation about the presentation of Wanda Sykes in 2009.
And so he began to say, look, it's not unusual, but he didn't really get at the answer to the question was, how did the president react to that? And so April Ryan asked again, and ultimately this is what Josh Earnest said.
Look, I had an opportunity to speak to the president about this briefly this morning, and he said that he appreciated the spirit of the sentiments that Mr. Wilmore expressed.
He appreciates the sentiments that Mr. Wilmore expressed. I'm having trouble with this because this is a deeply, deeply offensive word, which we're told that we should not use in polite society. And yet here is a president of the United States who says, I appreciate the sentiments that Mr. Wilmore was trying to express.
Well, he said the spirit in which he said, and let's talk about the spirit, because we explained this yesterday when we discussed it, right before he made that statement that we just played, that you did it, my N-word. Right before that, Wilmore was saying, listen, in my lifetime, I remember years ago, people made the case that a black man couldn't be an NFL quarterback. And he said, imagine that. We've gone from people claiming that because of the color of their skin, they couldn't lead a football team, to now having a black man leading the free world. And then he said, Barry, you did it, my N-word. So I think the president is claiming that he appreciates the spirit of the remarks. He's not appreciating the actual words, but the spirit behind them was...
Well, then why not condemn the word?
Well, I'll tell you why.
And the use of the word.
I'll tell you why, because I think the president uses the word himself, frankly, because he's got... I know that he goes golfing with Michael Wilbon from the Washington Post, who has bragged that he uses the word on a regular basis. In fact, I know for a fact that the president uses the word. Do you know how I know this for a fact?
Because he did it in public.
Because the president used the word, yes, when he was on a podcast with Mark Maron, I believe it was. So that's why he didn't condemn using the word, because we now know for sure that the African-American community, many people in the African-American community, and the President of the United States himself hold a double standard. That as long as you're using it as a term of affection and endearment, the spirit in which the word was used,
no.
Then it's fine, but you can't criticize me if you're using the word.
Could a white person, a white comedian, have used that phrase?
I think if the spirit were there, perhaps they could.
I don't think that's true.
Well, you should ask the president that. He's the one setting the rules on this. Frankly, I would implore all of my friends in the African American community who still stand by and refuse to condemn the use of this word. I just ask you, if you're truly trying to reach racial harmony and elevate the racial discourse in America, why would you want to stand
just
by this word?
Get rid of the word. Let's just ban it. Let's not use it. By the way, who agrees with that? The ladies of The View.
But I think using the N-word when you have the first black president of the United States sitting there, having enjoyed two terms of a presidency, was so disrespectful, was so inappropriate. It was something that I've talked about on air. I talked about it a lot on CNN. Don Lemon and I got into this infamous argument about just the use of the N-word in the African-American community.
Well,
and I'm not a black man,
I
understand
it,
the black men use it,
but to me,
it's so inappropriate.
But to me, it just...
if you can't read the room, you shouldn't be doing that gig, because there was a number of jokes that Obama had already covered that you should have ticked off your list.
Would that word have been appropriate?
It doesn't matter if you read the room or not.
Even Whoopi had some problems, it sounds, with the issue of that word and that typical setting.
Well, one thing we can all agree on, Larry Wilmore will not be asked to do another event like this again.
No, I don't think so. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Five, count them, 5 days away. Mother's Day is this weekend, 5 days from now. And you know what? There's no one quite like your mom. You need to do something nice for her, something unexpected, something as unique as she is. And I'm talking Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99, plus shipping. Double the berries for just $5 more. And now this is an exclusive offer only for my listeners. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in the secret code. But the secret code's not all that secret. I'm going to tell you what it is. My name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. Type it in, you get the deal. Berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness. They have chips and nuts, and these berries are so juicy and succulent. I mean, they're really delicious. You're going to love them. Here's the way to get the amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Double the berries, $5 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use the code Brian Wilson. So go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner. Type in my name, berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my name, Brian Wilson. You get the deal. A limited time offer, and Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now or call 866-FRUIT-02.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 coming through Roslyn. Problems right as you come out of the tunnel. Eastbound 66 just after the tunnel before you get to 110. Crash along the left side. Now I'm watching it right now on the cameras, and authorities have everything to the left shoulder, but they were calling for additional help. So be careful if you're coming eastbound 66, heading through the tunnel and toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Westbound, your lanes are open. No problems if you're getting in and out of Georgetown. Over the Key Bridge looks good. Memorial Bridge, no problems. 11th Street Bridge open. Now where we're not open, and this will be a problem for a while here. High standing water closes two lanes of DC 295 southbound between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Only one lane gets by. Already bunched up coming through Chevrolet off of the BW Parkway near 202. 50 delays near 410. So extra time, alternates, definitely a good idea. Let's go 270 with the volume through Urbana and down toward Clarksburg. No troubles to report currently around the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, we've got possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
All right, so an interesting decision from the Supreme Court of Virginia last week apparently reversed a lower court decision that had to do with a man who sued his ex-wife because she began cohabitating with a woman. And let me give you all the details on this. After their divorce in 2008, this guy named Michael Luttrell agreed to pay his ex-wife monthly spousal support as long as she did not remarry or cohabitate with anyone in a marriage-type relationship. Well, she said, look, she indeed did take up with a woman, but said, look, that's not cohabitating because the law doesn't require me to look at that relationship the same way it would be if I was cohabitating with a man.
That's right.
The law defining, this is from the Washington Times story, the law defining cohabitation for the purpose of spousal support agreements in 1992 described the practice as people living together in the same house as married persons living together or in the manner of husband and wife.
Right.
But apparently there was an amendment to the law in 1997 which made the language gender neutral. Well, the two lower courts had sided with her, Miss Cucco, but the Supreme Court sided with him, and he no longer had to pay the spousal support as a result of this.
Well, that's the brave new world, and there are a whole lot of laws out there that have to be rethought or reinvented or reinterpreted or, let's just say, rewritten to reflect the redefinition of marriage. And this was a lot of things that people were worrying about with the Supreme Court just by fiat deciding, okay, it's legal now without all of the state legislatures being able to play catch-up and actually make this determination on their own.
Yeah, and guess who supported this man in this case? The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia, who they praised the decision, according to the Washington Times, for equally applying the law to same-sex couples. And here's a quote. The court made the correct ruling in the case, which is to recognize that all laws regarding marriage must be applied equally, regardless of the gender of the individuals involved. Marriage equality means marriage equality.
Yeah, well, that means divorce equality, it means alimony equality, it means all of those things. It makes sense. I mean, if this is the world that we're in, then I think that we need to, you know, protect people's rights with regard to that. If one court is going to redefine what marriage means, then the other courts need to, if they're going to respect that aspect of it, they have to respect all of the ramifications and let the dominoes fall.
Very fascinating story. It is now 5:51 on WMAL. It's time for El Rushpo.
Last month, panic in New Jersey after a review of state finances. They learned that one rich guy who had lived in New Jersey for 20 years had moved out of the state. And the news was so bad that New Jersey's budget and finance officer immediately reported it to the state Senate. One guy, folks. And he warned that if this was true and New Jersey was screwed, the state would lose so much tax revenue that the entire income tax plan could fall apart because one guy left. And it turns out it was true. This rich guy has now been identified. David Tepper runs a very successful hedge fund. He used to be New Jersey's top taxpayer. An independent group says that Tepper earned more than $6 billion between 2012 and 2015 with a top tax rate of almost 9%. New Jersey is looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in lost payments. David Tepper packed his bags and his hedge fund, and he relocated to Miami. Simple reason, Florida has no state income tax. Elected liberals who love spending other people's money and who love bragging about soaking the rich, they're now in a tizzy. But who can blame Tepper for moving? New Jersey state taxes alone cost him almost 10% of his earnings. Look at me, folks. Democrats demonize the rich all the while taxing them at confiscatory rates. They never realize that killing the golden goose cooks their own goose. One guy can mess up their entire tax revenue system. Amazing.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
If you'd like to look in the mirror every day and not see bags under your eyes or puffiness around your eyes or other parts of your face, well, today's your lucky day. Because we got Genucel going on here, baby. And Genucel also has a great Mother's Day super sale for you. First, let me tell you about this product. It's a gel that you put under your eyes or around your eyes, wherever you've got those bags or the puffiness that makes you look much older than you really are. It's all natural. You put it on in the morning, at night, and the bags and puffiness will go away. It's fantastic. It exceeded my expectations, and I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love Genucel, and now here's the great deal. It's the Mother's Day sale. Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And if you call now, Chamonix is going to throw in the best-selling L'Essence neck treatment. That's for free. Nothing works better on the sensitive skin on your neck area. You'll get that free. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. You got to hurry because this sale's not going to last forever. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, watching a lot this morning with high standing water in areas, the flooding, the ponding, and some debris left from the storm. So be very cautious as you head out and about this morning, please. 66 eastbound at Nutley Street, the broken down over to the shoulder. Then as we work through Arlington Roslyn, eastbound 66 jammed to get through the tunnel right before you get to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's where we have an incident. Still confined to the left shoulder, so that's good news there. Nothing blocked, but it's definitely causing delays. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound before you get to the Key Bridge, incident along the right side. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we start off incident-free, glad to tell you. Heading through town, though, big problems with the high-standing water, DC 295. This will cost you extra time for sure, so listen up if you take 295 Kenilworth Avenue. Southbound between Eastern and Burroughs, only the left lane getting by the ponding there. Big delays already off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We'll get up to 67. Tonight, we've got possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 556.
Jason Worth.
A no-doubter by Jason Worth.
Makes left-handed pitches pay.
Just out of here.
Catch everything. Nationals Royals. The series continues tonight at 7:30 on Messin 2. Bryce Harper.
Harper checks one to left.
Hits righties hard.
See you later.
Catch everything. Nationals Royals. The series concludes tomorrow at 1:30 on Messin.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed. Like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks and read other contributions at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom?
If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. And for today only, you can double the berries for only $5 more. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the code 5050. And you have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. Plus, today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. That's right, twice the berries for just $5 more. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News right at the top this morning, a Metro.
Julie Wright with
again,
traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your
you're
day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So, no matter where you say good morning,
good morning, Marlo Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL.
When you've got a play date with your kids, are you sick of the other parents trying to sell you soaps and lotions and car insurance and life insurance? Are you sick of that? We'll talk about it.
Hillary Clinton says she wants to put coal mines